This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Best bits of the week, and we've got them for you. Best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Best Bits. It's Morgan here, and I've got my guy, Raymundo, on this weekend. What's up?
Yeah!
You know, your yeah has progressively just gone down every Best Bits.
That means I should probably stop doing it.
Yeah, something about your energy has changed with the yeah.
Well, remember, I sold it to Bones, so he technically owns it, and any time he can tell me to stop doing it. So I've kind of weaned myself from yeah!
Well, it is progressively getting weaned. I can feel it. I can feel the energy.
Thank you, Weenie.
How are you? You excited to be here with me for Best Bits?
Let's do it.
All right, well, we're going to get started. Coming in at the number 7 spot this week, Abby confessed something about her missed connection. And this had me thinking about Valentine's Day. So, Ray, we have reached like the 1st of February. We're already in February of 2023, which is crazy. Do you have Valentine's Day plans?
Yeah, I already got her a little something from Instagram. Under $50, everybody can do it. Not going to tell the idea because it was my idea. I don't want people copying me. But yeah, we're doing dinner. Duh. I'm going to try and get Amy to hook up bourbon and steak.
Oh, so you have not made a reservation yet.
No, at this place, you really can't make reservations, so I need a hookup.
Oh.
If not, we got a Mexican spot around the corner. They like to throw some rose petals and call tonight.
Oh, so you don't have to make a reservation is what you're saying?
Correct.
You got the whole romantic spiel going. Do you get her flowers and chocolates?
Yeah, I do flowers, no chocolates. We got some good little boutiques around the corner here. There used to be a bomb one on West End, but they just randomly closed. I'm like, cool.
Boutique flower shop?
Yeah. I mean, they do a great job. And I was just like, so what? You guys don't do flowers anymore? People just stop needing flowers? How do you go out of business?
Well, they may have just been a little too pricey. Were they pricey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good, though. $100 is pricey, but they would do a bomb-ass bouquet. All said and done, Valentine's, they delivered it. For guys that are busy like me, simple.
Mm, I like it. That's a good thing, but sad they went out of business. So I'm glad. I hope you can find a new flower man.
Oh, no, I got my new place. It's like Kroger or something like that.
Okay, don't do Kroger, right?
No, you got to go there. You build your own. You're trying to find a vase, asking around in the meat department. Hey, does anybody have a vase? I don't know. This is something I'd use for meat. Okay, sir, just find me a vase in your store.
You know what's funny is my dad is always super sweet. He'd always come home with flowers for my mom, but most of the time they were Kroger because he stopped to either get lottery tickets or gas or something, and he would get flowers from Kroger. And my sister just always, and I always gave him a hard time because they were Kroger flowers.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with Kroger flowers, but it's just a thing that I have associated with Kroger flowers is my dad.
As long as you can get good color, they smell good, and you know how to make a good bouquet, which I do, there's nothing wrong with going grocery store flowers.
You know, you could also go to Trader Joe's if you have a Trader Joe's spot and make your own. Like, do your own little bouquet.
There isn't one near me. Green Hill's tad far.
No, there's one in on the west side.
All right. Ray. Let's go over there, and you can do it for me.
They have pretty flowers, and you can make your own little bouquet, and then it's even more thoughtful because you put one together.
I mean, I've got a field near my apartment that has flowers.
Okay. Yeah, let's not go field. You're probably going to end up arrested. But I was wanting to know what a typical Valentine's Day in the Slater household looked like.
That's really it. Dinner.
Does she get you something for Valentine's Day?
No, she'll give me a card, but it's just no. We're doing our Valentine's. This is so hard recording before and after. We did Valentine's Day already. We did Valentine's Day a week ago. Thank you.
Why did you do it so early?
It was such a chill weekend. We ended up getting a hotel downtown, and that was our Valentine's Day gift to each other. And so then I just get her flowers on the day and a little knickknack.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a good little Valentine's Day for both of you guys. It's like a staycation.
Exactly.
You guys love a staycation.
Because there's so many different hotel options in Nashville, they're all bomb as hell, and they're competing price-wise. You can't beat a couple $100s for, they include breakfast, they have a bomb restaurant in the exact location, some friends meet up. There's not a better deal in town.
Okay. Well, there you have it. The Raymundo approved Valentine's Day date.
Get a hotel.
And flowers. Reservation and a little gift.
And do it in an off weekend so you don't have to pay the big market prices.
Yeah, that's fair. I like the idea of that. And it makes sense because you're married. You know, you can do it whenever you want.
Yeah, you can mess around with dates. And I've already started saying, Christmas, why don't we move it a week so we don't have to deal with the travel nightmare?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it holds as much meaning, though, when it's not on the holiday.
When it's the 18th?
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't Christmas. What are we doing? It's in a week from now.
Hey, speaking of that, is your tree down?
I just brought it down.
It's so depressing.
My house feels so empty, and it was my nightlight that I would, like, turn on.
Yeah, all that seasonal love is gone.
So did you guys take yours down, too?
The day after.
Oh, you guys took it down, like, right away.
Yeah, because we had it up since October.
So was mine. I just kept it up for, like, 5 months. It also took me a lot of work taking it down, and that was a big reason why I didn't want to. I was like, this is just a lot of work that I don't want to do. But I finally had some free time, and I was like, well, I guess now's the best time as any to take it down.
I took a nap, woke up, and the tree was down.
Oh, Laura. I'm surprised Laura took it down.
She did. Yeah, I guess she just had to do it. It was kind of where you just take the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
One of those.
That's how I kind of felt with mine. I put on Black Widow, and I took my tree down. It was a very interesting situation.
Wow.
No Christmas movie, no holiday, just, you know, straight action movie and taking the tree down. But I don't have any plans for Valentine's Day right now, Raymundo. For a single girl, what do you think I should do on Valentine's Day?
I'd say check those DMs. Look for the eggplant.
That's really, really? Of all the things that you can tell me to do, that's what you're going to tell me to do? fraternity of a response was that?
Check the DMs.
You mean, hey, don't like just go out with your girlfriends, go have a good time.
No.
You think I need to check my DMs for a one night stand is what you're trying to
not
say?
Not that, but you can just go on a date with somebody.
The eggplant emoji is not a date.
I was being funny. You don't want to go to some restaurant with all your girls because then it just screams, we're all single and we're all bridesmaids, not bride.
Well, I feel attacked for no reason.
Because you're going to go out with your girls.
I mean, no, I haven't planned anything at this moment. But it's a lose-lose situation because if you go out, sure, I'm a bridesmaid, never a bride. But if I stay in, I'm alone. So, like, I don't know which one's the better option here.
Let's sneak a flower to Remy, and Remy can bring you a flower on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that now we're really...
I'm going to drive by your house... Chuck a couple grocery store flowers in your front lawn, and hopefully Remy will know to take it to you.
Kroger flowers in the yard. She'll pick them up and be like, what is this? Well, okay. Yeah, or it's that, or I go on a random day, and that just feels awkward.
It's tough. Me and Laura started dating on Valentine's Day.
Did you ask her to be your girlfriend on Valentine's Day?
No, but we went to there was some Dan and Shay thing on Demumbrian at Tin Roof.
Okay, good old Tin Roof.
Before they were big time and they sold out stadiums, they had an event there. I introduced them, and Laura's friend bought some $1,000 table, and that's where we all chilled at that table.
So you guys started hanging out at that point.
Yeah, pretty serious, but I don't know if we were necessarily. She says we were boyfriend and girlfriend, then I don't think so. Probably a week or two later.
When's your like anniversary of dating, or do now you just celebrate your marriage?
We just say it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we really just celebrate the marriage anniversary. But if you really want to get to the heart of it all, it was 2014 Valentine's Day.
Dang. So Valentine's Day is like a special meaning for y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where the conception of Ray and Laura.
Exactly.
I like it. Well, you didn't help me with my Valentine's Day plans at all.
So well, I mean, I'm not Dr. Phil.
No, but you're like a dude. I'm seeing from your perspective what I should do for my Valentine's Day.
That is my honest to God, not being a therapist or anything like that, advice for Valentine's Day.
Look at the DMs. That's terrible advice. We had Charles Kelly on the show this week, and he performed a really emotional song about his journey to sobriety, and it was really good. You can check that out, BobbyBones.com or on our YouTube page. I want to talk about last, though, Ray, like L-A-S-T-S, last. Instead of first, we're talking about last thing that, it's just the last is what we're talking about. You ready for this?
Yeah.
What's the last TV show you watched?
It would have been, it's got to be Below Deck, Bravo.
Oh, yeah, you love that show.
We go all in on Bravo. We'll do the Andy Cohen late at night where he interviews the Bravo people.
Yeah, that's like a legit fan. That's a full-on legit fan. If you had a chance to go on any of those shows, which one would you go on?
Below Deck reminds me so much of our job. Everybody that are working on this cruise ship, it's a smaller cruise ship. But
it's a yacht.
Yes. It looks like the funnest job ever. But when you really look at it, it's very specialized, very difficult. If every little thing isn't perfect, it throws everything out of whack. And that is how I compare it to our job. Thank you.
Okay. But also you'd like to go like travel the world in other countries.
And that, because they come out, they wake up, boom, they're in Morocco, they're in the Caribbean Sea. Some of them they'll go up north into Finland, Iceland, stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's like one time every week they get to go explore wherever they're at.
True. The boat captain has to allow them to do that. So they'll say, hey, I've provided a day where you can go on a cruise. And then they all just go get hammered for
a
whole
really
day.
I'm really curious if, like, in real life, yacht crews like that actually get that time. Or if it's just made like that for the reality show.
I would say they do have that time because it's nonstop. I mean, some of these people are working 18-hour days. You have to have downtime. So I believe the owner of the boat says, hey, they've had three straight 4-day trips with these wealthy $100,000 customers. Let's give them a day off. It'll cost me $10,000, but it's worth it because I'm just made $300,000.
Yeah, that's probably true. I would be curious too what it looks like in real life versus that show.
I would say almost the exact same. It's impossible to fake that on no sleep and to fake storylines. I think it's 100% accurate.
Yeah, but there's so many reality shows. It's the whole purpose of reality shows. It's probably not as interesting if you look at it in real life.
I just believe since they're also they have to be dynamic personality because they have to entertain as well, but because they're on the ship, close quarters, it's going to create drama, going to create relationships. That stuff is just, it's a byproduct of putting all these people on a boat like that.
You know what's funny, Ray? For a long time, because our vacations that we did when I was younger was always going on a cruise, and I love cruises, like big fan of cruises.
Been on one.
Been on only one in your life?
Yeah.
Well, because of those, I've wanted to work on a cruise ship. Like, okay. I always had that dream of, like, wanting to work on a cruise ship. I wanted to be, like, the activities coordinator or, like, the leader who, like, did all the fun activities with everyone.
Not too late.
Yeah, that could, you know, honestly, though, it could be something that I end up accomplishing at some point in my life. But you have to do, it's either, like, 6-month or a year terms. You don't have, like, short terms.
Then that's going to be difficult because you're going to have to leave your job.
Yeah.
And then also, that's not guaranteed.
Well, and I don't want to leave my dog, you know, more than anything.
Scuba just gave me a rabbit with my name on it. Aww. I'm going to hold
those
this one
from,
dearly.
Like, last Easter, I think. They've been chilling in our studio.
You can do it, but you would have to leave your current employment and hope it's a leap of faith that there's going to be stuff continuously forever with that.
Yeah, and there typically is. And people, like, explore cruise ship type things, yes, there is. But I don't know. It's just been one of my random, like, job dreams that I had.
That'd be fun.
I feel like it'd be a fun job. Cruise director. That's what they're called, cruise directors.
And I believe we talked to some of the people when I went with my boys, and they said, oh, yeah, we just drink. Sorry. I'd hiccup.
Ray's just a savage on this podcast today.
They said, yeah, we drink after hours. It's a close-knit family. It's really good camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it'd be super fun. Well, the last TV show that I watched is the National Treasure TV show. Did you know there's a National Treasure TV show?
No, and that doesn't affect me. Still not going to watch it.
Have you ever seen the movies?
I've seen highlights of it, not really the full thing. I've probably watched 30 minutes of it.
Okay, well, it's on Disney Plus, and it is so good. I didn't know what to expect. Like, I've seen the National Treasure TV show, or the movies with Nicolas Cage, and I thought they were fine. But this TV show is really good. Like, I'm involved, and every time it releases once a week, and I'm all in as soon as it comes out.
Get it, girl.
I'm just telling you, it's a great show. So Anybody who needs one, not that Ray's going to watch it because he'll be over on his reality TV kick.
Yeah, hard pass on that, but Thank you.
What's the last new place you visited?
Charleston.
Oh, yeah. Charleston, South Carolina?
Yeah, we went Thanksgiving.
How was that?
It was very unique, really awesome. Food-wise, expensive, but good. So you're right next to the water, so that's all they serve. Lobster rolls, lobster, oysters. There's no burgers and pizza there.
Yeah, when I went to South Carolina, I felt it was very wealthy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's all old money, too. We were the new money. Kidding.
Yeah. Like, coming in there, I was like, oh, this feels very Southern, very wealthy, very, like, everybody here's got something going on.
Yeah, and I said it on the show. You have to wait outside. It's polite to wait outside of a restaurant until they come and get you and say, please come into our restaurant. You don't just walk in like a Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm here. Where's my wings? Not in South Carolina.
Did you feel like what they did for socializing was eat and dinner and stuff? Because that's what I felt like when I was there.
Yeah, yeah. They have 3 square meals. They do their brunches. Their dinners are very they dress up.
Yes, and their dinners are like how they go out.
Correct. And yeah, they're not just wearing sweatpants and hoodies and a hat to dinner. You have to wear nice pants, which is what I did. Did I wear shorts? No, I had to wear pants. You can't just get into these places without that.
Yeah. I do like Charleston, though. It's really pretty.
Yeah, we wish we had actually a couple more days. We saw dolphins. We went to all the it spots that we saw from Southern Charm.
Which is totally up y'all's alley.
Yep.
So, reality TV show.
And we ran into some Southern Charmers, but we wish we had a couple more days. We had to do it real quick in, I believe, 3 days.
Next time you guys go to Charleston, you should drive and go to Savannah, Georgia on your way, because it's not, like, you can go down and go up to Charleston. It's like, I want to say, an hour and a half away. And Savannah is also really cool.
Yeah, I wish I just had all these vacations I could just take for 2 weeks.
Say next time y'all go on a vacation.
That'd be fun.
You did go to Charleston, so.
I would have drove it because it is so gorgeous. I believe you go through Knoxville, mm-hmm. Asheville.
It is. It was one of the first trips I took when I moved to Nashville, because the coolest thing about Tennessee is that there's, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 states that border us.
Right.
So you can kind of drive to a bunch. But one of the first trips I took was we went down to Savannah, Georgia, to Tybee Island, and then to Charleston and back. And it was awesome.
Did you stay in Charleston a little bit?
Yeah, we stayed in Charleston. Savannah's the one that we spent, like, the whole day in. And then we drove and experienced Tybee Island, which is in the last song. Have you seen that movie with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth?
Mm-mm.
It's the way that they met or whatever. And that Tybee Island, that beach, that pier is in that movie. So we stopped and saw that, and then we stayed in Charleston. It was kind of like a little road trip.
Got it. Yeah, so we wanted to go to a beach. There was a Folly Beach, I think it was called.
Yeah.
There's just, you can't fit it all in.
Yeah, it's really hard. But Charleston is really cool. The last
Hit me with yours.
New place that I went to was Atlanta, Georgia.
Been there every time I have a connecting flight, but go ahead.
Have you ever, like, spent time in Atlanta?
Yeah, we went to a Garth concert, rode the public transportation. A little rough.
Okay, interesting.
Luckily, we made it out alive.
I had a great time. They have a really cool, like, scene. We have, I have some friends there that moved, like, within the last year, and they love it. And we went out, and we had a great time. And we got to experience some cool things. We went to Stone Mountain State Park, which is this giant stone that's been there forever. Literally, like, giant. It looks like a mountain.
I have one of those in my apartment complex. It's called a cliff.
You have a cliff in your apartment?
But you just went and saw a rock?
It's a state park, okay. Right? But it's in Atlanta. And we also explored. We went to a lot of bars. I brought my dog with me, and she was having the time of her life. It was a great time.
It's a good place you can bring the dog?
Yeah. It was like 4 hours away. I wish it was, we had some really crazy cold weather, but we've also just had cold weather in the South a lot recently.
I know. Can we get out of this cold snap? We just snap backy to the nice hot?
Snap backy. We're just going to snap backy real quick.
It's that easy, I hope.
Oh, man. What's the last thing you ate?
It would be one of these Kind bars. They gave us like an entire crate of them, so I've been rocking them for breakfast.
Oh, who's given us? Like, they gave the show them?
Yeah, I mean, you come in any one of these rooms, there's boxes all over the place.
Kind bars. Shout out Kind. Those are like the healthy bars, right?
Yeah, they got walnuts. They like to have their salts and their caramels, but they'll also have the healthy nuts.
Oh, so you've been having the healthy nut Kind bars.
Yeah, you?
That's the last thing you ate? The last thing I ate was a chocolate cheesecake.
Wow, healthy.
Yeah, super healthy. You remember a few best bits ago we talked about my crazy sugar kick?
I thought that was a constant with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're the one that also did the elf waffle pancake stuff with all the sugar.
You're talking about the elf spaghetti?
Yes. So you're known for this.
Yeah, I love sugar. But yeah, last night I just got an intense craving for this chocolate eruption cheesecake from Coco's Italian Kitchen, which is one of my favorite spots in town.
That's really close to us.
Yes. And they have like a Italian market in there. So you can buy a bunch of different supplies to make yourself some pasta and things.
We must be talking about a different one, because the one I pass is just right on the feeder road, Coco's.
No, it is. We're talking about the same one, but they have a little kitchen.
You can go in there?
Yeah. Okay. You know that you could go in? They have a whole restaurant in there.
I know. I see places now, and I just think, oh, you can just order Uber Eats from there.
Oh, no. You can. There's a restaurant in there. They have a little kitchen where you can buy it. They have gelato that you can buy. They have, like, all this fresh Italian foods in there.
Okay, cool.
But they have a chocolate eruption cheesecake. That's one of my favorite things for desserts in Nashville. I got a crazy craving for it last night, so I just went and got myself a slice.
And ironically enough, great food. It's right next to a tire shop. You can also get your oil changed.
Okay, you know what? It's the hole in the walls that are always the best.
It really is. I agree. Yeah, no, this Mexican spot we go to, it's like in the parking lot of a homeless shelter. I don't even know, but it's such good Mexican.
Okay, that's a hole in the wall, right? What's the last thing you did in your free time?
It would have to be, Baser got me like this like chipping mat so I can actually bring my golf club inside to the end of the apartment and I chip onto this mat. So that would be the last free activity I've done.
Can you explain to me chipping?
It's in golf. So golf, there's the driving phase of it, but there's also the chipping where you just hit it 5 feet.
So to hit like a putt?
Yes. It's one up from a putt. So it's the one that actually lifts off the ground like a foot or two.
Oh, so it like does a little hop.
Yeah,
there.
Hop, and you try to hop it on this mat. Laura can't do it. She literally hits the floor every time. I'm like, our neighbors are going to kill us. I'm able to do it, and it's pretty dope. So that's my last free time activity.
Okay, and why would somebody need to chip? Just, I'm speaking in layman's terms.
Well, I mean, the mat is purpose is winter golfing, but people do it when they're up close to the green. You can't putt because you're not on the green. You can't drive because that's going to hit it 200 yards. You need something that's going to hit it 10 feet. Chip.
Got it. Thank you for the layman's terms. I appreciate it. Now I know what chipping is.
Now you can go golf and for Valentine's Day with a dude or a girl.
I do. One of my exes bought me a whole set of golf clubs that I have never used in my life.
What a present.
Yeah, interesting present. The present was given to me so that I could go golf with him so he could spend more time golfing.
But if you're not going to go, you can sell them.
Yeah, but I've held on to them because I'm like, what happens if one time I go golfing and I could use this set and I never had to buy golf clubs?
Exactly.
So they just kind of sit, but they're collecting a whole lot of spiders and dust in my garage. Okay, yeah, the other thing that I did besides not golf in my free time, but I'm really glad you have this present. So this is cool. This mm-hmm. is good free time spent for you. I'm assuming you also have a White Claw in your hand.
No, I've been kind of cutting back on the drinking. I wish I would have been drinking.
Oh.
Just haven't been getting the same amount of fun as I used to back in the day. So maybe now I'm not really trying to drink to get drunk. So if I have a drink, it's with dinner, you know.
A little
or it's,
socialized drinking.
Yeah, I'm not at the house just putting down a 12-row claws.
I'm proud of you. You've come a long way.
Thank you.
It was a long way.
Thank you.
Well, we talked about my tree. That was the last thing I did with my free time is take down my Christmas tree.
Depressing.
I know. It's so sad.
No life.
I know. Listen, I had to get it done. And I did put up a new light in my living room. Well, I tried. And then I had to hire somebody to have that done.
Don't mess with that crap because we tried to do it. Lighting and electricity, you think you're smart enough, but you're not. There's professionals out there that'll do it way better than you.
Yeah, but listen, I could have done it for free and not spend money. And so I tried and I was not far off. I just missed one wire.
Okay.
And I would have had it. Which really makes me mad.
It is one of those things where it is so simple and rudimentary that you think you can knock it out, but it's just, yeah, it's the reds with the reds, the blues, the whatever.
Well, and the light fixture I bought didn't have it specified, so I was like, it was like ribbed or smooth or whatever, and I'm like, I don't know what goes with what, and then your lighting system is however your electrician put it together or whatever.
Oh, so it could be switchback.
Yeah, so it could be different than what it says on the internet, which is what happened.
Yeah, we got a light. Baser wanted me to install it. She thought I was an idiot because I didn't know how to install it. Proved to her that there's something weird with our wiring. Not my fault. So guess what? We have nothing there. It's just a cover now in the living room.
You guys just gave up on it? You're like, nah.
We had our buddy Justin came over. He tried to figure it out. He couldn't. I couldn't. Baser tried to figure it out. She couldn't. So after 0 for 3, we said, screw it. We just won't have a lit living room.
Well, I ended up going to TaskRabbit, and I literally hired someone to come the next day.
Did they do good?
Oh, yeah. They got, Ray, it took me 3 hours to put this thing up. It took them 10 minutes, and it was done. And it was working, and it was great.
That is at a rabbit's pace right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For them. Not for me.
You were a turtle.
Yeah, I was a turtle. I was watching him. He's like, well, it's up. And I was like, this is some kind of crap.
He's like, what did you call before us? Task turtle? You're like, no, I had to go to task rabbit.
Yeah, and it was. The guy was awesome and he was really good. But yeah, you pay by the hour. So I was like, dang, I pay for a whole hour and this man finished in 10 minutes.
This is it. your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We had another glitching moment on the show this week. Amy had glitched again, but Scuba Steve had it turned into a rage song, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like an EDM, you go to the club, this is the song you're going to hear.
Vegas right there. Nightclub, day club.
Yeah, people were loving it. But I want to talk about, this is kind of in that technology world, but you know when you go on your Instagram, obviously you don't have a TikTok, but if you go on your Instagram and you have a curated feed of videos or things,
yeah.
What is your curated videos?
A lot of golf. No idea why, but it's there's some chicks in bikinis. I don't like seek out chicks in bikinis. And I've given my phone to Baser, and I'm like, literally, click on my For You feed, and it just shows because I'm a guy. So that's what they've curated for me.
Well, do you spend a little extra time on those posts?
No, but my For You page is lit. With bikinis. But also I have tropical destinations, so there'll be Maui, Bali, Philippines. So I also look at a lot of those. Golf, tropical destinations, and random chicks in bikinis.
Maybe it's because, I'm assuming because of the other things you have curated, sports and traveling, they're deducing between the two that you're a dude. You know, he likes sports, he likes to travel. He's like, oh, they probably like girls in bikinis.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't work for Instagram.
That would be my guess with the algorithm, if I had to guess. Especially sports. Think of it this way. I believe it was Barstool or somebody came out with, like, girls in bikinis Instagram accounts or whatever. And sports are very closely, assimilated with girls in bikinis.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that is the case.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not questioning it, but that's just my reason whenever Baser's like, why are there all these chicks in bikinis? I'm like, I don't know, Marge.
All right, Simpsons. Okay, that feels accurate. I feel like that's a typical dude's feed.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Mine's full of animal videos. I love animal videos. Funny or, like, heartwarming. I also have a lot of, like, rescue videos on there, which makes me cry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Animal videos. Food videos. I make a lot of recipes from Instagram.
Sugar makes sense.
Okay, not just sugar. It's also like full-on healthy meals and everything. I just made like a kale sweet potato gnocchi salad the other day. It was amazing.
Nice.
So there's healthy things in there.
You're like, my feed is all sugarcane fields.
There's a lot of that. That's how I found my homemade hot chocolate. I did love my homemade hot chocolate. But I also have healthy foods on there. So food's another one. And travel videos, too.
Travel videos are pimp.
They're so good.
They put these ones up where it's like everyone's a couple, too. So they know that I'm in a relationship, I guess. Because it'll just be a dude and a chick in the Philippines. Or actually, Bali. And they'll just be swimming in this, let's say, a tub of flowers.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it's all Bali in front of them. And it's like, I believe, rice paddy fields or something. It's just so gorgeous. And then I want to go on my next vacation there.
I know. They get you with that. But you know what's funny is I love seeing the travel videos where it's like, this is what Instagram makes it look like. And then people show, this is what it actually looks like in real life. I'm like, dang, what if I would have spent like $4,000 and gone there and that's what it looked like?
Well, and also when they do it, you know they did a drone video. So they obviously spent 3 hours trying to make this video and you think it's just an instant thing that it's going to look that dope. I mean, those people wasted their vacation to put that video up for you.
Yeah, drone filters, color filters, like... But it's just really funny. I love seeing the side to side or the realization when somebody's like alone in a photo and then you show that there's like 5,000 people at the spot.
But they made it look like it was solo.
Yes. So I like when I can find the realization. I make sure if I see something that I like on Instagram via travel, I'll go to Google and look it up to make sure I get all the like... I mean, I'm talking like the video somebody took on their flip phone. Like, show me like the realest version of it. Cause then I'm like, if it's legit, it's still legit.
Right. But I'm not going to see a video and think that's exactly what it looks like. I get there's filters and there's awesome drone shots that make it look amazing.
Yes. But like, there's some where I'm like, oh, dang, no, I actually thought that because it would be like a monument or something. Right. And you're like, oh, that's really cool. But then you look at it online, and it does not look like that at all.
It's just boring. It's a rock.
Yeah.
Which is why you went to The Rock in Atlanta.
It's probably. Listen, so that's what I'm saying. If make sure before you spend a whole vacation because of Instagram.
I wouldn't. I would never do that.
I know you wouldn't. But I know, like, people have. I know this is a thing. That's how these videos exist when they're like, well, I came because of this, and this is what I see.
Or they show you the ones where there's lions right outside of your tent. Those people probably pay $20,000 to get that experience, and it's only one time during the day they release the lions, and there's, like, gatekeepers all over the place, but they don't show that.
I also love seeing, do you ever get the ones where they're on, like, the hot, like, the Dubai or Emirates or whatever, yes. And they're on, like, the first class? I'm like, I love these. I'll never be in first class. At least I get to see what it looks like.
Exactly. And you can see if you pay at the airport where you can go into the lounge, is the lounge really that cool? Most of the time, it is pretty sweet.
Yeah, dude. People with money have it made when it comes to first class flying.
Yeah. Because, us, we're at the airport sitting in an uncomfortable chair next to a person eating smelly food. Those people go to a lounge where they get to drink, smoke, sleep, chill.
I don't know about smoke.
I made that one. I threw that one in there.
But yeah, probably drink, sleep, do all the other things you're mentioning. How many states have you been to? Do you know?
I've been to a lot. Not a ton of the Upper East Coast, but out west, I got all those covered. South, because I lived in Texas, here in Nashville.
Like, you've been to, like, Idaho, Montana?
I've been to North Dakota, South Dakota, because we went on a field trip in school. I used to live in Wyoming. We went to Colorado, Nebraska. We would hunt. The Dakotas for hunting, Iowa for hunting. So I'd done all that. Maybe just upper Northwest, no, and upper East Coast.
Okay.
I haven't been to those two.
Okay. Because I'm like, it's my goal to go to all the states in the U.S.
Okay.
And I counted. I have 17 left.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But some of them are, I have like Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Utah, which I like hope to get. It's hard to go to the West Coast when you're on the other side.
Correct.
So I'm trying to, like, plan trips for those and hopefully knock out, like, two at a time.
Four corners, you can knock out four.
Yeah. But, see, I also want to experience. I've driven through a lot of places, but, like, I want to experience places.
Yes, experience away.
So, like, I've driven through Kentucky multiple times, but I've never actually spent time in Kentucky.
Yeah, you need to, there's caverns you can go check out.
Yeah, the Mammoth Caves. I've been looking at that.
You can bet on horses, ponies.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, but it's usually on a Sunday. We got work on a Monday. Never going to happen.
Yeah, you never know.
I got a buddy that always says, hey, man, let's go to the Kentucky Derby.
I thought like the Kentucky Derby, though, was all weekend.
Actually, maybe it's Saturday, and I've always explained to him, dude, that Sunday drive would be miserable because everybody's going to be backed up on the interstate.
I was going to say, there's no way it's on a Sunday.
It's on a Saturday.
But they do also, I've learned, because one of my girlfriends is from there, a thing called Kneeland, which is also horse racing and is, like, arguably just as cool as Kentucky Derby.
Let me know the deets.
So there's multiple ones. But so now I'm trying to plan, like, an Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky trip because, like, whoever, like, goes to those places. But I had posted on Instagram and all these people were sending me really cool things to do and I was looking it up. They got some cool stuff in these states.
Yeah, there's a lot of dope stuff. I think my list might barely beat yours, but that's pretty impressive. You've been to 33. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, like, I've already been to the two. I've been to Hawaii and Alaska, which are some of the hard ones.
2019, 1 year cancer-free trip.
I remember. That was a cool trip for you guys.
Hawaii was sick. There for an entire week, rented a Jeep, drove all over the island with our couple best friends.
Yeah, if you go to Hawaii, absolutely rent a Jeep. We did the same thing. And something about a Jeep in Hawaii just hits different.
You just have to. And you're like climbing up through, when you go to the road to Hana or whatever,
yeah.
You're going up through the mountains in this Jeep. Kind of dangerous. One of the top four most dangerous drives in the world, they said.
It is, but it's so cool. It's very long.
The views are amazing. And you get out, you go to a waterfall, you get out, go to a beach. That was maybe one of the best days of my life.
Mm-hmm. It's a really cool adventure. I want to say is like, you start at like sunrise and you don't get back until like after sunset.
Yeah, we left it at, let's say, 5 a.m., then went to dinner, I believe, at something fish camp. There's some really expensive fish place that we went to. That was our one it dinner we went to.
Yeah.
But yeah, going up the mountain early, you don't have crazy tourists. And then on the way back, the views are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really cool one. And Hawaii is really awesome in a lot of ways. Like, there's multiple islands to explore.
Mm-hmm. Golf, a little expensive.
Oh, yeah. And well, pretty much everything in Hawaii is very expensive.
Because they have to boat it in, so you're almost paying double on stuff.
Yeah. And Alaska, like, it's kind of cool. I love that I've gotten to see both because they're so different. Very different landscapes. You have Hawaii that's so beautiful, beaches, like, clear water, pretty sunsets. And then you go to Alaska, and it's, like, glaciers, and it's just stark comparison of differences, and they're both the two that are like out there and hard to get to.
I'm good on Alaska. I'll check Google.
I think you'll love Alaska, Ray.
No, hard pass. I lived in Alaska in Michigan Upper Peninsula for 10 years of my life.
It's so cool.
I'm good. Thank you, though, Tourism Bureau.
You can see like polar bears and stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I tried. Okay. Well, looks like you and I have some crossing off lists of states to do.
Get the list out. Let's compare our lists.
Yeah, maybe you got more, but hey, I do feel pretty good at 29 years old that I only got 17 states left.
Mm-hmm.
Feel pretty good about that. We had Employee of the Month this month. It was for December and for January. I want to get a little real quick, and we're gonna talk about ourselves, Ray. What is your most toxic work trait?
Being a perfectionist, let's say, because then you work on stuff that just takes too long that shouldn't take too long. Just rock it.
And is this you? This is like about you. What's your personal most toxic work trait?
That one.
Being like a perfectionist?
Listen to an audio clip 10 times. You know what? Listen to it twice. Rock on. Rock out with your out.
So you're like talking to yourself like, hey, you should not listen to that 10 times?
2 times max. Get out.
Mm. But you don't do that.
Work on something else. No, that's what I'm trying to self-talk myself to do.
Mm.
There's no need to listen to an audio clip 10 times.
No. Why do you think you do that? Like, where's the perfectionism come from?
All the audio people do that. We had a guy across the hall. It was like the entire night show. It would like play. It's Cody Allen.
So it's like a whole thing with audio people.
And
is what you're saying.
It would just be replayed over and over and over. Nobody wants to be that guy, so you can't be a perfectionist when it comes to audio.
Why do you like? Is it just because you want to make sure you make absolutely no mistake?
Yeah. And you want it to sound perfect. And so then you start second guessing yourself. Then you listen to 5 seconds, 1 second. You're just way too much into your own mind. It's in your world, social media, what do you do? Tweet, do TikToks, just send it out. Just send it out.
You don't need to think twice.
No. When you do your year in review, you don't need to watch it 100 times. Send it out. That's your year in review. Rock.
Do you, with other things in your life, are you a perfectionist or is it just work?
No, I kind of am a perfectionist, but self-talking my way out of that in 2023.
Like in the other areas of your life, where do you feel like perfectionism kind of comes up?
Sports gambling.
So you like want to make sure you place the perfect bet?
No, say I'm at $100. So I'll have that. Say I won $100. This is like real talk.
Yeah.
So I had $100. And if I lose then, say I'm at $80. I'll think of that exact amount of $100. And I'll be like, oh, I was so happy when I was at $100. And then I'll strive to get back to that $100, even though I dropped to $40. Drop to 20, then I'm like, okay, if I make a $100 bet, I'll be back at that 100 and remember how happy I was at 100. And that should be in a perfectionist when you should just be like, okay, take 2 days off. Let's gamble again later. I'll still remember how happy I was at that $100 amount when that shit, it's just not good.
That's interesting. I didn't even think that would come out in gambling.
Yeah, it does. So then you just think about, oh my gosh, that apex of your gambling, that amount, you'll remember that exact amount. Oh, I should have just stayed at that. That was really what brought me the most joy. But it didn't. You're just like being a perfectionist and talking to yourself in your head.
Wow, that's super interesting. It probably goes hand in hand with kind of like how addiction works, right? You want to make sure you get like the best outcome possible.
The best drug.
Yeah.
The best alcohol to get drunk.
Yeah. Wow. I've never thought about it that way. What about in your relationship? Do you feel like you're ever a perfectionist about anything?
No. I mean, because Laura does a great. She's like Baser. I always want to clean stuff up, and so she'll just eat a messy cookie and just not. And she knows that irritates me, but that helps me get out of my shell.
Yeah.
Of being a perfectionist.
It's good for you to like pressure your environment, so yes. You don't always want everything to be perfect.
Yes. Yes.
So do you have like OCD with cleaning? Like things have to be in certain places.
No, if I would allow it to take over, then I'd be just OCD about everything. But I'm always telling myself, all right, just chill. Who cares? Who cares?
So you have to give yourself a constant reminder.
Yeah. Who cares? Mm. It doesn't matter.
That's funny. You got like two personalities going on inside of you. One's like, it has to be perfect. The other's like, who cares?
Exactly.
That's interesting. We just got to look inside Ray. I think my most toxic work trait is that I can't ever put my phone down. Genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten so bad recently that my dog has now started pawing at me because I'm on it too much.
Oh, that's deep.
She will straight up come and walk over me and paw at me. And then I put it down and she lays right beside me like, yeah, that's what I wanted.
Oh, my gosh. The animals are trying to tell us to get away from social media.
Yes. My poor dog is just like, Mom, put the freaking screen down.
Your dog remembers you before you had a cell phone and your dog wants that you.
No.
Your dog doesn't want the new you.
Remy's always been around when I've had a cell phone, but it's just like so much of my work is between a computer and a phone. And like if I'm monitoring social media all the time, it's really hard for me to put my phone down. And so I just get in a spiral and I just keep checking things and making sure everything's up to date. There's a perfectionism side in there. Like I can relate to you in a lot of what you're talking about in that. And some of that comes out, but it's definitely just been a little bit worse lately. It's also worse when I'm bored and I'm just kind of like on my phone, not really thinking twice. But if it's gone like 3 hours, she'll walk up and she'll just straight paw at me and be like, put it down.
Yep. Animals have got to put us back at our equilibrium. No social media, feet on the ground, not on the couch watching electronics. Mm-hmm. Animals tell us what we need.
They want us to be outside enjoying and exploring the world.
That's Remy telling you you're living a terrible life.
Yeah. Yeah. It happened recently and I really had like, I was like, dang, this is bad. I felt really bad about myself right for a moment there. And that's my most toxic trait.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty bad. Hopefully in the coming years it gets better.
Hopefully.
Our coming days. We had Morgan Evans on the show this week, and he was really awesome in here. He performed his song Over For You in the studio for the first time. And you guys all loved that song when we played it on the air just as a regular version. But the song he performed was really awesome and he got super vulnerable. So I want Ray to get very vulnerable and share some personal life updates right now.
What the actual hell?
Hey, you can do it. I believe in you.
There's really no updates. Thank you.
Nothing? Nothing going on in your life?
Nephew, we gave him as a Christmas present where he gets to come this summer and stay with us for a week. And then I believe my other niece and nephew, they're going to come stay with us a little bit more in the coming months just because there's crazy stuff going on at home. They're so busy and there's so much stuff going on. So I think we're really going to have a lot of kids in our life in 2023 that aren't our own, which is the perfect way to do it.
This feels very like preparing for parenthood.
Yeah, not forcing it, though. I didn't force marriage. I didn't force college, even though I went right outside of high school. I don't force kids. I mean, maybe I adopt a kid that's 18 that has 1 month left before he graduates. Maybe that's the route I go.
Interesting perspective. Very interesting. Yes, I agree, not forcing kids, and it doesn't matter. But it does sound like you guys are like, I don't know, seeing if that's a vibe for you guys.
Yeah, right now in the apartment, it's not a vibe to have a kid. But when we get a house, maybe then we realize, oh, we have a room we don't use. Maybe we should fill it with a human body.
That's the reason you have a kid is because you have an empty room? All right. What are y'all going to do with your nieces and nephews?
My 14-year-old, I believe he's 15 now, actually. He's crazy sports. So he wants to go to pools. He wants to go play golf. He wants to go to basketball courts and play basketball. So he's always active, always sports.
Have you taken him to a Preds game?
No, he would love that.
But he hasn't been, I'm assuming, no. Around Preds time?
No. But I believe he has jerseys and stuff. And the other one, he's a little bit younger. He loves video games, so we do that. The girl's starting to get into makeup, so Laura teaches her that. We go to malls. We do mall days. It's a blast. Honestly, it's almost like they're not even there. I just do what I typically do. Hey, do you want to roll with me to gym? Hey, do you want to play a video game? hey, do you want to watch SportsCenter?
When you go to the gym with them, do they work out with you or do they do their own thing?
No, they do. I put them on their own workouts. I try to make them little
kids. You give them their own workouts?
Well, I try to make it kid friendly. Like, they have these balls that are 20 pounds. You throw up against a trampoline. I'm not doing that stupid stuff. I don't know what it does. It helps with your abs. I don't know. But I have them do that because I know it's a good.
You have them do this stupid thing.
It's a good kid exercise.
Oh,
and then they'll
okay. Do
pull ups. You know, the kids love doing that crap, uh-huh. The jump rope. So. Yeah. And I mean, the stair stepper, completely pointless. Unless you're. It's
hey,
so
the
stupid.
Stair stepper is not pointless if you're trying to get a booty.
Okay, fine. But I stick a kid on it, they're entertained for 10 minutes trying to climb it.
Yeah, that's true. You're not right. Have you ever been on one of those machines where you climb? It's like a stair stepper, but it's your whole body. You have to climb and it moves from what you do.
No. That's called rock climbing.
No. There's an actual equipment thing you can do at the gym.
That's insane. If I see somebody doing a full body climb at the gym, I'm going to tell them to get the hell to a mountain range.
Dude,
they
Ray,
look like a clown.
That equipment, though, is crazy. I've done it one time and I thought it was going to fall off because you climb. It's like, have you ever been on one of the treadmills where it goes on your pace?
Yes.
It's like that, okay. But for climbing?
I don't think my gym has that. My gym has everything but that.
Yeah. It was at the Y back home. My gym here doesn't have it, but I saw it at the YMCA back home. And it's crazy. Like, I don't know how people do it because it's a full body workout. Like it's a full blown, like you feel it in every aspect of your body.
Our gym has a machine, not a climber. It's called the perfect booty or something like that.
Interesting.
And it's in the very middle of the gym. And when Baser would go with me to this gym, she was always like, I can't believe any girl that gets on this machine in front of every dude and does this.
What does it do? What's the workout?
Let's just be real. The one thing sticking in the air is your butt. And you're raising your legs. It's all that stuff, but it's all weighted.
Mm.
And it's just, you're just in the very middle of the gym riding the bull, and all these dudes are watching you.
You know that the gym did that on purpose.
Of course they did.
Mm-hmm. Dang, that's a tactic if I've ever seen one.
I will tell you, when I go at like 2 in the morning and there's nobody there, I kind of think about getting on that booty machine. Because I'm not going to go when there's people.
Yeah. I think you should do it.
It's so obnoxious, though.
I absolutely think at 2 a.m. you should do that.
It's a very vulnerable machine that I just really don't think I can do.
Do you go to the Red Flag Gym?
No, Quantum.
Yeah, that's the Red Flag Gym.
Hey-o!
I knew it. I knew that was the gym.
It's right on the corner, weirdo.
I don't know what to tell you. It's the Red Flag Gym.
Red flagger.
It is. But you're married, so it's different for
There's
you.
There's nothing it's but not, red flags walking around.
Am I wrong?
You're probably right.
Am I wrong? Like,
but
you
I don't go in
there.
High tide. I'm there when there's...
I know.
Three people
That's
there and
saying.
One of them's drunk.
You are an aberration.
Yes.
Doesn't happen very often.
Okay.
But that gym is a red flag gym.
Red flag.
Like, I'm not kidding, dating in Nashville, if I find out somebody goes to that gym, I'm like, red flag.
Okay.
And it's near perfect study every time.
Okay. I agree with you. I hear you. Yeah. I'm not
But
I'm
you're
not
you're not
it.
Part of that.
No. I'm the early crowd.
But it now makes sense that there's a booty thing in the middle of
I mean,
that gym.
Smack dab.
Oh, man, Ray. Okay, well, next time you go, I'd like you to do it, and you can do an Instagram reel about it. It'd be hilarious.
But there's no way to do it where it looks normal. Every position that they have you in is obnoxious as hell.
Yeah, that I just feels very accurate. I don't know why, but it does.
And can we put it in the corner?
You're like, no, Ray, because the whole point is, you know, sex appeal in the gym.
There's a walkway in the middle, and that's where it is.
Yeah, that's... Have you ever seen those machines too? I've always wondered, and I don't judge people for being on them because most of the time it's older individuals and maybe this helps them with something. So I'd love to know what they're for, but they just move their arms.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's like a rowing type thing.
Or it's like they're riding a bike, but they're not.
Elderly.
Yeah, and I'm just curious what it helps with. If it helps with like movement of
the arms.
Shoulders,
arms, biceps, triceps, mm-hmm. But it's mostly shoulders because your arms are already up and you're rowing it.
Yeah, I'm so curious about those machines.
That's all you. I'll do the booty machine. You're going to do the arm rower.
Okay, but I do think a girl in her late 20s are going to be like, why is this girl on the machine? Because it doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't.
Oh, man.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Hilarious moment on the show this week when everybody tried to sing Tennessee Whiskey. You want to give us like 5 seconds of a preview?
Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah, that's about how it sounded.
You're smooth.
I'm not a singer.
No, that was the purpose of this segment.
I'm a rapper.
Great. It was great. I thank you for the preview, but we're just going to answer some random questions in this because I think this whole segment needs to be like a standalone.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
If you could swap lives with one person, who would it be?
Give me well-known.
It doesn't matter. It could be one person across any type of variation.
Michael Jordan. Just because he has his past from sports, which everybody loves him for, and then now he's in fashion with the Jordan brand, which makes more than he did when he played basketball. So every day he's getting dope projects pitched to him, and I believe he's an owner of a team, so he just goes to basketball games for free and watches them. That'd be pretty cool. And I think he has a beach house.
You just tossed in the last part. That's like the cool part.
Well, when they did the dance, he filmed every episode where he was sitting at his beach house, mm-hmm. and it looks like the most disgusting view.
And when Ray says disgusting, he means really cool, just FYI.
Yes.
Making sure a lot of people don't know that's what you mean.
That a girl.
I think I would choose Reese Witherspoon. I mean, obsessed with her.
She lives here. Go knock on her door.
I couldn't actually. This is like Freaky Friday edition, right? Where you're not like meaning to and it just happens.
Okay.
But she's in all the rom-coms and all those things. Like, I could be in movies. I could be an actress. She's so well-known. Everybody respects her. She has her own freaking company. She's, mm-hmm. like, massive business entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That'd be a good one.
It would.
So would Jordan, though.
Thank you.
These are solid picks.
You can like wear them. My clothes. I can't wear yours because Reese doesn't have clothes.
Yes, she does.
Oh, she does?
Mm-hmm. Ha. You thought she didn't. She has a store here.
I went to, but I mean, does she really?
I promise, it's in 12 South.
Right, but I mean, does she actually have, is it hands-on?
Yes, she goes to the store a lot. It's called Draper James.
Uncommon James for Kristen Cavallari?
Yeah,
does she actually work there?
I mean, she manages it.
Yeah.
I don't think she works there unless it was when her TV show was on.
TV show was rocking, she had to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's probably just doing it all from a computer.
Yeah, but yes, Reese Witherspoon does have a clothing line. It's very Southern.
I would imagine. Thank you. Yeah. I'll look into it.
You're welcome. If you had to get a tattoo today, what would you get?
I always wanted my last name on my back in Old English. So there you go. Thank you.
I support you. But also, I don't know why that made me laugh.
It would look sick. especially in the summertime. Pool. I'm thinking pool when you're rocking a mm-hmm. beach pool something. That's when it's going to look the best. Not in the wintertime when I'm all pasty and white. Mm-hmm. When I got a nice tan going, it would look dope.
Slater.
Yeah, you, tramp stamp.
No. I'm laughing at yours. Yours is almost like a barbed wire on your arm.
That was going to be number two.
Oh, man. No, I think mine would either be a paw print. Okay. Remy's paw print. Or a word in French, because I do have a near minor in French, and I love the French language.
And the sentences, girls are all doing that on their arms, wrists. They're mm-hmm. all. I've seen them all. I've seen it.
Yeah, but in French, like a cool saying in French. I just c'est la vie. C'est la vie.
Such is life.
Mm-hmm. That's very Spice Girls of you. I think that was Spice Girls. Is that Spice Girls?
I don't know.
Who's saying c'est la vie? Now it's in my head.
No, it's a newer song.
No, it's the Weathers. It's an old. You wait. Have you not heard the old song, though? I don't think it's actually called C'est la vie, but it's in the song. It's like, say you will, say you won't, say I'll do what I won't. And it's like, c'est la vie.
Okay. That's the part. I didn't know.
It might be the S Club 7.
All right. Yeah. Let us know on your music podcast.
Oh, man. Okay. Sorry. It just got stuck in my head. You said c'est la vie. Yeah. That'd be my tattoo. What? And not a tramp stamp ever in my life. I only have... People always ask if I have tattoos or piercings. I only have my belly button and my ears double pierced. Those are my own piercings.
Heyo.
And I have no tattoos. Do you have any tattoos?
No tattoos.
Do you have any piercings?
Clean canvas. Yeah, I've got a. Yeah, I got a piercing.
What? Why are you saying that weird?
No, I was gonna get my ears.
That's a genuine question.
I was gonna get my ears pierced one time, but ended up not.
Yeah. Well, a lot of guys have their ears pierced. That's more of what I was asking. I was not asking anything else.
Clean canvas.
Okay, clean canvas. But you like to wear your chains. You got one on right now.
I always got either one or two.
All right, chain guy. What is a telltale sign that you are upset?
If
something happens and you're automatically angry or upset, what's going to be like the trigger for your wife to know that you are not happy?
Probably rubbing my hands through my hair.
Oh,
just
okay.
A frustration move.
Like you're pulling your hair, or you just like constantly rub.
No, just you can just tell. I'm thinking about rubbing my hands through my hair.
Mm, just really kind of trying to work the brain.
Yeah. So look for that.
Interesting. Okay. Mine's when I like walk away. I do a lot of walking away. If I'm in a situation that upsets me, I straight up just peace out.
That's good. Irish goodbye.
It is. But it's not good, though, because sometimes I'm going to be talking. I'm like, out. I just peace out. Like, there's no, I got to go. It's like, I just walk away.
Where'd Morgan go? She was pissed. She walked off.
I noticed it's a
big
thing.
We'll see her again in a week.
I noticed it's a big thing, especially when I'm drinking. If something, like, agitates me and I, like, know that I'm drinking, I'm like, I need to go for a walk. Just let me get away from the situation.
Yeah, when I drink, I tend to do that more, too, where all this split.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go? I just decided to walk off.
Yeah. And there'll be something had like maybe Matt or like irritated me and I just didn't realize it. I had just walked away because I needed to.
All right,
my body's way of responding.
Next time we're at the bars together, I'll watch for the walk off.
Yeah, if you see me walk away, something happened.
Guys, she was mad. Somebody go grab her. She's already walked half a mile.
Because I really don't do the Irish goodbye. Like I say bye to my friends and stuff. That if I do an Irish goodbye in any scenario, I'm not happy.
She was mad.
And if you rub your hands through your head. That's
guys,
how we know.
Somebody pay the tab. Morgan just walked off. She was pissed.
Ray's rubbing his head. There's a whole thing happening. What is a habit you picked up from your parents?
Habit from my parents. You?
Not habit. Mine is cleanliness. Like, my dad is a crazy cleaner, and everything has, like, a place. And so my house is very much like that. Everything has a place. Nothing can be out of place, and I very much have to make sure everything's always clean. If I don't even, like, vacuum or clean up and somebody comes over, I'm like, sorry, it's not clean. They're like, Morgan, what are you talking about? Everything's perfectly clean.
Low-key flex of a clean house. Love it.
But it's not even a flex. It's like a, I wish I could be a little less stringent on how I clean.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes from my parents. They were very much, that's how my household was growing up.
Okay. Me, it would just be never missing a day, work-wise and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I got that from my dad. I don't think he ever missed a day of work.
Mm.
So, what should you? Yeah, you should miss days all the time to chill.
Well, you shouldn't always miss days, but you're saying, like, you sometimes won't even take a vacation.
Yeah, yeah. Where you almost feel you're a letdown to society if you take a day off. When that's not the case. Take a day off.
Or when you're sick, like when you came in here and you were really sick and you stayed here.
Different circumstances. We were trying to record 30 shows in 3 days, so felt the need for me to be here.
I hear you. But hey, this is you talking to yourself like past Ray. Hey, go home. You're sick.
Hey, Morgan that walked off, get back here and discuss your problems.
Okay, fair. Attacked. What personal quality do you most want to improve?
Personal quality. Truly being involved in conversation. So it would be the no cell phone thing, which I've really tried to employ as much as possible. Cell phones in the pocket, you're listening to people. You're telling little jokes to the side. You're not, what? Oh, yeah. Not really. If you're not really listening, you're not witty. You're not funny. Being in the moment with your friends, you're giving daps. Hey, I really enjoy your friendship instead of just nosing the phone. Actually doing the stuff that we used to do when we were little kids. That's how you get the most out of life. Cell phones are the devil.
Well, you just went on quite the tangent there about cell phones. So you want to be an active listener is
yes.
What you're trying to
accomplish.
Yeah,
just be there. And it's best when you're around kids because then you really realize how much you're on your cell phone. Because especially the kids that don't have cell phones because they're forced to create entertainment for themselves without a phone in their hands.
Yes.
And so then that's when you start to realize, oh, I should probably put this down and just manufacture some fun right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But also hilarious that you went on a tangent about cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know how you really feel.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing your conspiracy theory with us.
Welcome.
It was very nice. I think mine is that I need to stop eating sugar. We talked about that earlier, but I really need to.
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas. I'm going to get you a one-way ticket to the Hershey's Chocolate Factory, and it's an all-day pass.
I just said I need to stop eating sugar, and you're like, let me send you to the sugar factory. It's the polar opposite.
And they're going to teach you how they make every piece of sugar.
I love it. I love chocolate. Ray, I just, like, love all things. It's really chocolate and cookies and brownies and that kind of stuff. I could do without, like, the sour and chewy candies.
Mm-hmm.
I love chocolate.
Oh, well, I'm going to send you to, what's that chocolate place downtown? It's the one where they make clusters.
Oh, I've been there. I made my own cluster.
So what I was going to say
you think I haven't been there?
Exactly what you already did. I'm going to have you make your own cluster, and you're going to take it home, and then you're going to eat it. And know that you got to experience sugar from the beginning to the end.
From the beginning to the end.
Like every part of the process.
I was like, am I going to die?
I'm sending you to the sugarcane fields.
I've been there, but I haven't been to the sugarcane fields. But yes, I've been to the Google Cluster, and I do highly suggest it for anyone like visiting and near Broadway. It's really cool.
Is that really what you do? You make your own stuff?
Yeah, you make your own Google Cluster.
I always see it when I'm at Fly Job Bar.
Yeah.
And then I just go and get another drink.
You're like, cool, that's nice. So have you ever had a regular Google Cluster?
Yes.
So a Google Cluster, which I didn't know living in Kansas, but down in the South, is basically a peanut and chocolate, sometimes caramel-filled cluster, basically.
Correct.
And that's like the OG one, but now we have a store where you can make your own. What I put in mine, I had like mini marshmallows, caramel, hot fudge, sprinkles, I think, and something else. You make your own. There's like 8 million toppings, and you make your own.
Is that one on the market?
No, like that was just the one that I made.
I'm going to go down there and make the sizzle, and then people can request it, and every time somebody gets the sizzle, I get 5%.
You could ask for that. I don't think they're probably going to do that.
They're not down for
that. No.
Hey, the minimum, the employee, the girl that's just there for Belmont Summers because she doesn't have college.
What?
I don't care about your idea, sir.
No. But it is. It's a really cool factory. So I'm glad you've seen it. But okay. You should go in it because it is good.
Deal.
And yes, but I need to change that about myself. I need to get away from my sugar addiction. It really is an addiction,
mm-hmm.
genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for you.
Opioid addiction is nothing compared to sugar addiction.
It's pretty bad. It's like genuinely a thing. And I can tell when I go off, because I'll have like waves and I'll do really good eating off of it. I'm like, dang, I feel so good. I don't want it. I don't crave it. And then I just have like one little bite.
Commercial.
And it is back to sugar business.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get you, man. Oh, man. Well, we're already in the top spot, Ray. Draft of the best rivalries. I don't think you're looking so hot. In this draft.
Dang. I guess I should have gone more political like Amy. She went Marin Morris and Jason Aldean.
Dang, throwing Ryan Hurd in there like that. Let me look at the voting and I'll tell you. Yeah, you and Bobby are currently tied at 12% in the last place.
Yeah!
But you are right in that Amy is in first. I'm in second. Lunchbox is in third. And then Ray and Bobby are in tied.
I should have just done Democrat and Republican rivals.
I mean, dang, yeah. I think really what got Amy, though, is the Taylor Swift versus Ticketmaster.
That was pretty witty.
Yeah, that one. I feel like that is so such a culture moment right now that's going on. I feel like that really took over more than it did.
Agreed.
So, solid. But, yeah, you're not doing too hot.
And people don't understand the rivalries in sports. Yankees-Red Sox is the biggest rivalry in the history of the world. We don't have athletes.
If you're in the Northeast.
We don't have people that are into sports to listen to the show. It's a bunch of women.
I mean, women like sports too, Ray.
I get that. I get that.
You know, you guys have a lot of women that listen to the Sore Losers podcast.
But the poll is showing that they don't appreciate sports rivalries, thus meaning they don't appreciate sports, thus meaning they don't.
No, it's just that people appreciate what they're surrounded with. And I think Taylor Swift Ticketmaster is with millions of people, whereas your Red Sox and Yankees are going to be a couple million.
Okay, I'm gonna take you to a bar in Boston. You're gonna hang out with my friend Justin,
no, and I want you to tell. Red Sox game. And I want you to tell MLB game.
All the people in that Boston bar that Yankees Red Sox is not a rivalry anymore.
Hold on, I did not say it was not a rivalry.
So we're gonna do that on Valentine's Day. I'm sending you a one way ticket.
Right.
Justin's gonna take you out to a Boston bar, and you're gonna learn about that rivalry firsthand.
I am a Red Sox fan. I went inside the Green Monster. I had a wonderful experience in Boston. I love the Red Sox. I know that this is a rivalry, but I'm just telling you from a perspective of Taylor Swift Ticketmaster is like millions, nearly billions of people were affected by it, whereas Red Sox Boston is probably a couple million. It's still a lot of people. A couple million is still a lot of people. That's why.
But it's not as big a controversy as the new kids.
It's not a controversy because it's like it's a fun rivalry, right? Like people can go to those games.
Right. I want you to tell. I want you to tell the fans that.
It's not a controversy. It's a cool rivalry. Taylor Swift Ticketmaster is a controversy.
Okay. I need you to go to either a Bronx bar or a Fenway bar.
I'm not going to go and like get
in Seaport,
beat up by sports fans.
In the Lower Harbor, Seaport area, I want you to walk into Patty's, the Shamrock Bar, and tell them that Red Sox-Yankees is not a rivalry. And
I
guess
didn't
what?
Say that.
And guess what?
You they just will keep boo putting you. That in my mouth.
They will boo you out of the bar,
Ray,
out of town. You will have to get a flight
back to
Nashville.
I said it's a controversy. Okay. I said it's a rivalry. It's not a controversy.
I'll hang up and listen.
Those are two different things. It's not a controversy. It's a really cool rivalry.
Point season.
Oh, my Lanta. Anyways, what are some other rivalries?
I
can't
you.
Even say that word that you're interested in.
I named them all on the list.
That was all you had, really?
Well, no. Mine are all sports. I mean, there was also, what was it, Apollo, Creed, and...
Yeah, I had Creed and Rocky.
Yeah, there you go.
I also had iPhone versus Android.
Hey, what about the Koreas, South and North, you know?
that's like a legitimate...
Ukraine and Russia? I didn't know what direction were we going, political,
I didn't
world.
Know either, but I that's why I stayed. I was like, let me just stay in the pop culture realm because this feels dicey.
You went safe.
Yes, because also, like, I don't do dicey, okay? It scares the crap out of me.
Only when you're cooking.
Yeah, only when I'm very drunk. Then
just
I do a
dicing
little dicey.
Up the onions.
Oh, man. Sweet and salty was another one.
That's good.
That's a good one. Dogs and cats. Yeah. Is that you choosing cats? I'm not really sure. Yeah, I had quite a few rivalries, though. I feel like this was one of those drafts. Like, sometimes we'll have drafts, and I'm like, I cannot come up with three things.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the drafts where I could keep coming with them all day.
Yeah, you could, because there's so many.
Yes. But I just would like to reiterate that I absolutely believe the Red Sox and the Yankees are a rivalry. They are not a controversy, though. Which is what I said.
If you happen to find yourself at a bar, whatever you just told me, don't say at that bar.
Do you want it? Let me ask you this as a sports fan. Do you want it to be a controversy?
It's a controversy. It's a rivalry. It's a conflict. It's a world war. It's everything.
Okay. I feel like those are all a lot of different words. And you just grouped them all together. It's not the same thing. Absolutely a rivalry. But like, I see controversy as like Taylor Swift Ticketmaster, where it's like, holy crap, this is a controversy. Something wrong happened.
So I should have done TikTok versus the United States government.
Yeah, that's a rivalry.
Perfect. Next time I'll just
use TikTok versus Instagram.
Snapchat versus
nobody. Snapchat's on their own.
Rights of people taking pictures and saving them.
I do you not see what I mean with the differences of rivalry versus controversy?
Oh, I see.
So do you, but do you want your, as a fan, do you want it to be a controversy?
Yes.
Interesting. It's an interesting perspective I had not heard before.
Yes. So you need to stop getting perspectives from the Facebook people, and you need to get perspectives from real life people.
These are real life people. Why? Who said I was going with Facebook? You just assumed I was going with Facebook. Right. All right. Anything else you want to say or talk about before we wrap this thing up?
I think we rocked it.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of everything. Vulnerabilities, happiness, sadness, conflict, fights.
You know, I think this is the least amount of times you've roasted me on the best bits, so I very much appreciate that we are improving.
I tried. I tried to be nice since we're neighbors.
That's the reason? Because we're neighbors? Not because we're coworkers? Not because I see you every day?
Anytime you say a place that's right next to me, that's when I really realize that we really do live right next to each other. Coco's. Tire shop.
Ray. Okay.
Coco's, tire shop, Regions Bank.
It's a whole lot of location things.
All right there.
Anyways. Ray, tell the people where they can find you. Listen to you, all the things.
Sizzin Raymundo. Also, on your phone, type in Sore Losers Podcast. There's a lot of fun to be had there. Only if you have a boring commute. Otherwise, don't listen to it. Listen to your family instead.
That was not a very good promotion for your podcast. You can find me on all the things at WebGirlMorgan, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that good stuff. And, of course, the show at Bobby Bones Show on everything. TikTok is out there blowing up, so go follow us on that, too. So, yeah, I love y'all. Ray, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, of course. And if the dog, Remy, reaches his paw over and grabs your phone, that means you've been on it for 18 straight hours. You need to get a life. And you need to get back to the Morgan that Remy remembers when you were younger.
You know, I gave you a compliment and said you weren't roasting me and being mean to me. And we had to end it that way. Goodbye, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show. Uh-huh.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.